I think one of our objectives has been to grow our pulse origination and trading in Canada, our growing footprint in our destination marketing, as well as expansions in our nutrition portfolios have left us a little bit of a hole in Canada from a pulse origination perspective. We've got a facility in North Battleford, and the facility in Vanscoy is a nice complement to add to our grower origination.
There's 12,000 metric tons of bulk storage at Vanscoy. What does the company have in mind for Vanscoy in the coming months?
I think from a Vanscoy perspective, we're looking forward to introducing ADM to the farm base who aren't already dealing with us or other locations, you know, taking stock of the asset and introducing some new products that the facility adds to our portfolio, and increasing the throughput capacity on the facility as we expand and integrate some of the products into our ADM network.
Is it safe to say over the next 3 to 5 years you expect things to expand and grow?
Yeah, we definitely want to leverage the facility and increase throughput through the facility, which will add more delivery opportunities for pulse growers in the region. Mm-hmm.
Are you reaching out to those producers right now, or?
Absolutely, this interview is part of that. You know, I think we want to make sure that we're reaching out to our existing ADM customer base through our connection points with our fertilizer groups, with our oilseed procurement teams, as well as making sure that the Prairie Pulse growers are comfortable with the current staff staying with the organization and with ADM adding new opportunities for them.
So how many people are working in Vanscoy at this facility?
Right now, there are currently 8 employees at the facility, and you know, as we scale up production and trading, we'll definitely look to be adding to that in the coming months.
Mm-hmm. So ADM wants to get in on the ingredients business down the line. This is probably the place to be if you want to process pulse crops. I know Raquette went to Portage, but there's a lot more pulses grown here. It seems to make more sense to be closer to where the pulse crops are grown.
No, for sure. I think you look at the Vanscoy area, it's in the heart of the pulse acres of Saskatchewan, and the proximity to Saskatoon for truck, rail, and container services makes it one of the regions we were looking to invest for expanding our business.
Mm-hmm. Are you looking at a pretty big radius for some of these crops? I noticed chickpeas are on the list. A lot of them are usually grown a little further south.
Yeah, I think the radius is as big as it needs to be to source the quality products that our end-use customers demand. And Prairie Pulse has some of those existing relationships already in place, and we just want to continue to grow and leverage those.